Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Glad to be here.
And Michael Kelly joins us as well.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief as is customary. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings, consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the full version of these 9 principles of belief on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, again, we welcome all those listening to the program live. Welcome those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time. Tonight we're going to be talking about the art of positive consciousness. This is kind of a continuation of the last few weeks. We've been talking about the art of success in different ways. And tonight we're going to spend a few minutes on the art of positive consciousness. It's something we've discussed occasionally on the program. And to start us off, Dr. Hunter is going to read the from the Inner Oracle guidebook. We have a card for positive consciousness, and so she's going to read that information from the guidebook.
Well, it's in the Existential Suit, number 13, and it reads, "It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with the need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill toward others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary."
All right, so this topic of positive consciousness, when you think about it, metaphysics is really the study of consciousness and existence. And we've talked about a lot of different concepts related to this on this program, ways to enhance both our consciousness and existence, and obviously continue to do that. And so one of the things that really adds to our quality of life is positive thinking, right? Positive thinking in everyday life. And when we really manifest this positive thinking or engage in this positive thinking, it goes to a whole new level. That's what I call positive consciousness. And positive consciousness actually transcends positive thinking, because in our heart of hearts, we have an inclination, a natural inclination, to be positive without effort, really. It's a bent. It's just a being positive. And one of the prime examples, the best example I can think of, is somebody who is a positive consciousness, who just has a bent that way, is my wife, Tracy. She's always been that way. I mean, no matter the situation, she'll come up with a positive alternative. She always sees the positive side of things. And it's just who she is. And it's a natural thing for her. She told me when she was just a child, you know, probably 11, 12 years old, her dad wasn't that way. And he was difficult at times. And she made a confirmed commitment at that age that she was not going to be like him in terms of his attitude and his negativity and all that. And I'm telling you, from then on, it's like it was hardwired in her. So this positive consciousness is just a bent toward positive thinking. We just do it. It comes naturally to us. Now, that may not describe everybody. I mean, some of us have to work at being positive. But if we work at it enough, it will become second nature for us. You know, it means that when we're engaging in this positive consciousness, when we have this quality, you know, we don't mean ill will toward anyone. It means we being at peace with ourselves, and it means just wanting the best for everybody. And it's a natural thing. So there's another aspect to this too. You know, as far as positive consciousness, when we factor in the concept of deliberate intent, and I'm going to pause before I get into that and invite Dr. Hunter, if you have any comments, feel free to join in, and then we'll get into deliberate intent.
Well, I think positive consciousness is in your nature. I think that there's something, it's not, yes, we can decide, but I think that some people are just born cranky, you know, and they have to learn how to be more positive. I am positive, but I like to call myself more of an optimistic cynic, you know, where it's building those life skills of, okay, you know, so we learn over time some very important skills, I think, to navigate through the world, no matter how positive we are. So that's just kind of my take on it as we're talking.
So positive consciousness really is having an optimistic outlook. And, you know, we all know the difference, right, between optimism and pessimism.
Agreed.
You know, it's like, you know, the glass is either half full or it's half empty. And if we find ourselves automatically gravitating toward the glass is half empty, then we want to think about that. We want to switch that, flip-flop that. You know, let's look for the best. I mean, I remember this example years ago. Tracy and I were driving around looking at houses. We just trying to, you know, we're thinking about buying a house, and we were looking around at different houses, different styles, so forth, and we came across some nice homes on a block, and they had very small yards, you know, and I mentioned that. I said, wow, those yards are really small. And she said, yeah, but just think, you don't have much to mow. You know, and it's just, where do you get this? You know, I mean, it's just like a natural thing. She always comes up with that. So we have to work at that, and it takes deliberate effort. So that's just a something to keep in mind. If you find yourself gravitating toward the negative, see if you can't flip-flop that. It's related to deliberate intent, and it's related to focusing on what you want, not on what you don't have. Let's talk about deliberate intent for a minute. It's pretty much the way of life that we get what we focus on, right? So if we're focused on the negative, that's what's going to be in our life. If we're always seeing the negative side of things, that's what's going to be in our life. And then that will just escalate, and it will become more negative and more negative and more negative and depressing, and we're not seeing any way out, and it will escalate. We need to flip-flop that because, yeah, there's some negative stuff going on. I mean, even in the world today, there's some negative stuff going on. There's some idiots in politics. There's always idiots in politics. Well, we just have a more prominent version of that going on at the current moment. But you know what? That stuff passes. We don't want to buy too deeply into that because it will pass. This too shall pass. That's just the way it is. So we want to look at the positive. You know, even with the current world situation, what can we learn about human nature from that rather than get too worried or too fearful? What can we learn about human nature? There's always something to learn. And what's the positives? Well, it can spur a lot of good people to take action, and that's what we need. So look for that. Now, back to deliberate intent. You get what you focus on. That's life. That's the way things work. That's consciousness. You get what you focus on. So if you're focused on good things, positive things, you're focused on what you want, not on what you don't have, guess what's going to come into your life? That's just the thing. You know, there's this fella I know of. I've talked to him a time or two. And he's had done radio programs in years past, and he'd kind of been affiliated somewhat. I mean, I'd done some radio programs on the paranormal, and he was part of that. Name's Mike. And, you know, he was always so gracious. And he's on my Facebook feed. You know, and that guy, and I got to tell him this, too. I've been thinking about telling him. I haven't told him yet. But he posts some stuff. And, you know, every one of his posts is just so gracious and uplifting and upbuilding. And he's always highlighting the positives of everything. And just, you know, just a very gracious fellow. And you know, I look forward to reading those things. I mean, he's so gracious. I don't know how else to put it. He's just uplifting, and it's such a breath of fresh air. It's always positive. There's never anything negative to say. And, you know, I know he's not stupid. I know he's not oblivious to stuff, to the negatives of life. But it's such a breath of fresh air. So those are some things to keep in mind. Remember, you get what you focus on. If you're focused on the negative side of things, that's what you're going to get more of. If you're focused on the positive side of things, that's what you're going to get more of. Any comments?
No, I'm just wondering if anyone out there might have any questions or topics that they might want to inject with, or have ideas or a take on something. So please, the floor is open. Just write it into the chat and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Michael, any comments you'd like to offer?
Well, I think that it's absolutely true. You tend to get what you focus on. And I think it is also true that it's easier for some to have that naturally positive outlook. But, you know, you can fall into a pattern of thinking. Your behaviors kind of get shaped at a young age. And when you're developing, you don't always have full control over that. But once you become an adult, you become aware. You hopefully will become more enlightened. You can, you know, change the arc of your life and change your path. And I think it's great to point out that being positive and being optimistic, well, especially positive, is not being blind to things that are going on, but I mean, it's kind of just the spin that you put on it, right? The way that you choose to look at it. It's the same thing, just dictating how you react to it. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fine points on how that has a real life impact, a practical impact on behaviors and on the way that we do things in this world.
Good points. And, you know, and I'll share an example. Before I do, if there's no questions in the chat, then if you'd like a card pulled from the Inner Oracle card deck, please put your name in the chat. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk about, you know, what you said, Michael. You know, yeah, we may not have a natural bent toward being positive. I mean, that could come from a lot of stuff in childhood and just thinking, as Ziglar used to call it. And, you know, I get that. And frankly, I've experienced that many times. In fact, I have to work at it. I don't have that natural thing like Tracy does. I have to work at it. And I have to remind myself to keep things in perspective, keep things in balance. You know, I have dealt and battled with a sense of futility for two decades now. You know, and that's why I wrote about it in our course curriculum, because I had to work it out for myself. And so I can't allow myself to go down that path. You know, yeah, there's some negative stuff going on, but there's also a lot of great stuff going on. There's a lot of great people out there. And one of the things that I have, I'm thankful for is just in starting this church and the school 8 years ago, I was impressed. I was reminded of not only how many smart people there are out there, you know, but how many people are just downright good and want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. they want to help other people. They have a drive to help others. And by extension, they want to leave the woodpile higher than they found it. I was impressed, and my hope was revitalized in humanity because of that. And so, you know, I have to work at it too, and I have to remind myself to not get too emotional over things, keep things in perspective, but I have to keep working at it. And I've gotten better over the years, and I've gotten better. And another thing that I use that may help you too is I pick my battles. I'm not going to just worry over just anything. I pick my battles. I'm not going to get too concerned over just anything. I'm going to pick my battles, and that helps a lot. And of course, I don't really follow the news much at all. I read our local paper just for local stuff, but I hear about the other stuff going on. But you know what? I don't read the news because there's too much negativity, too much negative crap, and it's, you know, the news outlets. That's what gets readership, and I don't choose to focus on that. I don't want to fill my mind with that. Yeah, it's always there, and it's no different. It's been the same ever since I was a kid experiencing the news. There's always something going on. There's always somebody dying. There's always some terrible thing going on. There's always some stupid political thing going on. It doesn't change. It's just the incident, the details change, but the overall principle is still the same. It's the same stuff, different decade. And I'm not going to buy into that. I'm not going to get overly into that because it feeds that sense of futility that I have to keep under control. So maybe some of those things will help too. Hmm. Any final thoughts on this topic?
Well, I was just thinking about my own take on positivity, and I will say this, and this has certainly been true for at least myself, is that there are times where you can't, I mean, I do read the news a lot, I probably at least an hour every day, but I read the news. I don't watch the news on TV. That's a little bit less deep than I want to go, but I found it useful, especially of late, that you see what's happening, you feel the emotion, and then you move on to what can you do, how can you continue to live your life, because it's that balance that's key, and it's that dwelling in that place in it consistently that's the out of balance. It's unhealthy. It leads to other festering emotions, and it will impair, again, I mean, I try to take this back to how is it practically applicable in our lives, is if you are dwelling in that kind of place, you become, you know, you have less emotional energy to tackle the other problems of life. So, you know, it thereby is a vicious cycle of, you know, it's been true for me, you get so riled up that you can't do anything, so what good are you? You have to be able to see the problem, think about how to tackle it, and think about how to approach it in a meaningful way. And it's just about keeping everything in check and everything in balance, and ultimately keeping that positive outlook that, all right, we have a problem. How are we going to get to the end point? How are we going to fix it? You know?
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, Dr. Hunter, any concluding comments?
Well, Dr. Tabby wrote in the chat,
good for you.
Positive consciousness is a steady and lifelong practice. You don't just stumble upon it, learn it, then keep it at a high level when you found it. The beautiful challenge is living with it. Jenny, of course, went on to say, it's encouraging and inspiring when I see people spreading acts of kindness. It seems rare most of the time when observing society. And that is, if I can just inject this, there's always going to be the them and us kind of thing. It's people on that side, people on this side, and you got to just choose your side and stand in it and do no harm, do right. Correct. So that's the thing. But it's about sustaining that. So I agree both with Tabby and Jenny in that what they have to say is that we make conscious efforts to raise our vibration and then pass that on because it's contagious. You know, we're passing that along because a smile in the grocery store. Oh, yeah. That's all it takes. Yeah. A smile in the grocery store.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of people who are doing these random acts of kindness that nobody knows about. Tons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now we do have Jenny mm-hmm. who has asked for a card. And Jenny, I just pulled gratitude. It's number 36. And, of course, we can all take a lesson in this, but this one's for you. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life while giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment also with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended. You know, I think that's a really important point at the end there that just kind of tweaked with me. Very often people don't know how to respond to kindness, and I think we have to take that extra moment to say thank you for that, or wow, what a kind thing you just did. And I can't tell you the shock on people's faces when I look at them. I say, what a kind thing you just did.
Yeah, that's nice.
And if somebody gives me a compliment, even though I don't feel it, I say, thanks for saying that. You know, it's because we don't want to invalidate or devalue the energy of what's behind when people give. So receiving is equally as important as it is to give, and doing so graciously.
Excellent points. If you're going to, before you go switch gears, let me say something. If you're not going to switch gears, go ahead. All right. You had some great points there and some great expressions on just to say thank you. And, you know, we can never stop talking about just good manners. When somebody does something nice, whatever it is, say thank you in some way. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you. And if it's something big, thank them at least twice. You know, if they've done a big nice for you, thank them a couple of times so that they know that you really mean it. You're sincere. And, you know, don't expect things. We don't want entitlement. You know, so when somebody does something, smiles or whatever it is, you know, thank them. You know, I appreciate that nice smile. You know, Dr. Hunter has some great expressions there. So keep those in mind and remember, everybody's fighting their own battles. Everybody needs that good word. That's one of the biggest things, the biggest ways we can pay it forward is the gift of encouragement. And it can just be the gift of a good word, of a thank you, of a, you know what, I really like the way you did that. That's beautiful. Well done. And make it sincere and feel it. And that's graciousness. That's also part of gratitude.
There you know, I can say, sometimes we just have to push the pause button in our life. You just reminded me of an incident at the grocery store. And, of course, I'm in a bit of a hurry. But the woman in front of me is having a little trouble, and the cashier is helping her. And she's going above and beyond to really help this lady. And it was a genuine thing. So I just pushed my pause button. Chilled out, and the woman said, and when it comes to my turn, she says, I'm really sorry to keep you waiting. And I said, I always pause for kindness. What you did was really cool, and I'm happy to wait.
Good for you.
And it's just a moment, you know, it's just one of those moments that you go, oh, because that kind of an acknowledgement can go the next 100 people for her, you know, especially that kind of a job isn't easy. It's not fun. So, anyway, Cecilia pulled 26, energy signature, and I'm going to read that. If Michael would be on standby to pull a card for Cecilia, that would be great. So this card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is kind of what we're just talking about, right? When you put that vibe out, which is, and this is what it says, which is the vibe a person puts out of the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy. Remove what's unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
Good. And remember that energy signatures, you view them in terms of healthy versus unhealthy.
Your
can be in between, but it can be more healthy than unhealthy. It can also be more unhealthy than healthy. So when you think of energy signatures, and especially those of you who've been through the spiritual counseling life coaching training at our schools, you know, that's what you're looking for. And the way we make our energy signatures healthy is to adopt good core values, many of which we discuss on this program, and which we've talked about tonight, in terms of positive consciousness, being positive. That goes into making your energy signature or the vibe you put off. Because we can all tell, oh yeah, that person is so negative. Well, how do you know that? Well, they're giving off that vibe by what they say, just who they are. They're negative. Or they're positive. They're upbeat. They're encouraging. They're a delight to be around. So, there you have it.
So, Michael, do you have a card for Cecilia?
I do. I pulled number, the wild card number one, Paradox.
Positive. Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites also. A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and new ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lie in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, and thus new perspectives are discovered.
Awesome. That one's for Cecilia. I have Darlene up next with number 38, open-mindedness. An open mind is sensible and grounded. An open mind avoids preconceived notions, especially ones that are based on a personal agenda, a pet theory, or a preferred belief. An open mind is not gullible or credulous. Rather, an open mind thinks critically and searches for additional possibilities. It absorbs knowledge and searches for credible solutions and conclusions. So if you can relate to that in some way, Darlene, open-mindedness, or maybe it is that somebody around you isn't being open-minded. It can go both ways. So.
Good.
Wendy is next, I believe. Michael, do you have a card for Wendy?
Yeah, I pulled number 3, be who you are and walk your own path. You are a uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind, universal being, equally entitled to all the good things, the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
You know, something that comes to mind that I've repeated to my kids as they were growing up, is to say to yourself, I'm a free and sovereign being of the universe, born into a human body to learn and create. And that kind of just resonated with me for that card for Wendy. So, I'm a free and sovereign being of the universe. There you go.
Yeah.
I have one for Tabby. Wild card number 4. I love those wild cards. Unknowable. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and incitations of your higher self. Again, what was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Good.
Interesting one for Dr. Tabby. Fran is next, and maybe you'd like to pull. Fran pulled number 18 for the group. Michael, have you got that handy and you want to read that?
I do. Fran pulled number 18, evolution.
Love that.
Evolution is the driving force of all life. Change is always afoot. Be aware and participate in the evolution of present energies that change situations. Resistance to change is born from fear of losing control. Resistance to change prolongs discomfort. But fear not, personal growth and enlightenment are sure to result in the wake of your own evolution and that of life around you. Thus, entropy is lowered.
So that's a card for the group tonight, and I think we can all relate to that one.
Absolutely.
For sure. You know, Fran, while we're at it, I pulled number 9 for you, empowerment. That's a good one. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution and principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you're whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Share the best of yourself, and it's encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. That's another good one. Sometimes we just need these little reminders, you know.
Yeah.
Empower yourself. Take your power back. And sometimes it can be in the least suspecting situations that we have to remind ourselves in during the day. So, Jeff pulled number 20 for the group tonight. Have you got that handy, Michael? Maybe you want
to? I'd be happy to. And I just happen to have it handy.
In deliberate intent, yeah. Good
deliberate
one.
Intent. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience.
That fits right in.
You were talking about that earlier, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, I picked number 1 for you, Jeff. Perfection. It is actually the first card in this whole series in the Inner Oracle cards. So it's always a perfect place to start. Always remember that you are perfect just the way you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they're vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully. So it's kind of like, what's the fit? You know, it's like, what's the fit? Knowing that you are perfect just in your journey, but what fits? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sherry is next, Michael, I think, as I've been writing these down as we go.
I think you're right. And I pulled number 12, Spirit, Cosmos, Divine Energy. We haven't pulled that one in a while, have we?
No.
Drawing this card indicates the evolving relationship you have with your own inner spirit or higher self within the context of the greater universe. You are growing your relationship with the cosmic consciousness. Continue to observe and appreciate the interconnectedness of all life forms within the fabric of life and the important role you and they play. It's a powerful card.
It is.
It's a big one.
Yeah. All right.
As I've been going through the list of writing names down instead of relying on the feed, multitasking here, I don't see any other names. Am I missing anything?
Not that I can see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe we got everybody.
All right. Well, let's go ahead, Dr. Hunter.
I was just going to say I've just picked one for the group, and we don't have to read it because it's deliberate intent.
Oh wow.
Well, again, cool. another good discussion, and I think it's just don't lose who you are out there, people. When things are, you know, having a crappy day or going through a hard time, don't become like the people you don't like.
Yeah.
And don't become the world that you don't appreciate. It's acknowledge it, navigate through it, but stay intact. That's your spirit staying intact. That's my way to see it. So, good discussion.
Yep. So we talked about positive consciousness tonight, just the natural bent toward being positive, seeing the positive in all things, moving toward that because it involves deliberate intent, being entangled with that what we want rather than what we don't have. And so we talked about a lot of stuff. Positive consciousness, good manners is part of that. We talked about a lot of different things that all fall into that whole concept. So make it your objective to be as positive as you can and to share that positivity with others too as you go. We appreciate everybody's attention tonight, participation. We appreciate all that. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always. Thanks to Michael, too. And next week we'll be back with another program. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.